Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Twitter poll question brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin's proudly celebrating 25 years of serving the automotive needs of the Delaware Valley. Together, let's drive ArminChevy.com. Poll question, who would you rather play in the playoffs? Seems kind of absurd because we know the Dodgers are better than the Mets, but would you rather play the Dodgers or the Mets, Ben Davis?
I'd rather play the Dodgers.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think the Dodgers will win this poll, which means people are really freaked out about the Mets.
Yeah.
We'll say. We'll get to it as we get.
I'm freaked out about the Mets.
I mean,
the Phillies
also
played well against the Dodgers.
Yeah,
they have. That's right.
Matchup favorably.
The Dodgers lineup just doesn't do it for me. They're always hurt. Like, the pitching staff is always hurt. I mean, they've gotten a couple guys back, but they don't do it for me. They just don't.
They could be doing some possible. They've made the playoffs so many straight years. The regular season might be a little boring. They've made the playoffs, 12 years
in a row? They just won the World Series, you know?
They always make the playoffs.
The Phillies can say all they want about the, you know, it's not Citi Field. They're not in our heads. They are. From a player's, John will tell you the same thing. If you go into a certain place, certain location against a certain team, and you don't have those good vibes, you're not going to win.
You just keep losing. It reinforces itself.
And I'm telling you right now, the Mets are. After the playoffs last year, it's a different vibe against them.
If the Flyers used to have that in the 90s with the Devils. I remember they were, right?
100%.
Remember that?
With Brodeur?
Yeah.
It is a thing.
My God.
I mean, it was brutal.
Brutal.
It was brutal.
You're thinking, oh, they're going up there. There's no way they're going
It was
to
brutal.
Rock. There's no way they're
It
winning.
Was awful. And the Flyers were an outstanding team. Yes. They were comparable to this Phillies
Those
team.
Those are strange forces at work.
Yeah.
The Devils don't mess with them.
Yeah. The Devils play that boring hockey.
Oh, it was awful.
And then they would win 2-1.
Oh, my God. It was awful. All right. A couple things related to basketball, which is going to be our next competition in the me and Fritz best of five, which I think people know is tied 2-2, which, I mean, it's going to come down to hoops. All right. Let me tell you four things. Number one, we don't have a date set yet that we can announce. What I can tell you, and I want to get to you about 2 weeks in advance to tell you, we think we know what data will be. And this is ironic because we don't even have a gym yet. But we feel pretty confident. And I'm telling you this now, so if you're inclined to take off from work or whatever, I just want to give you about 2 weeks notice so that you know there's a very good chance the basketball game one-on-one between me and Fritz will be September 9th at 4:30 in the afternoon. All right? Giving you about 2 weeks' notice on that. And the sweet spot of that from the sports calendar standpoint is that the Eagles play the early game, obviously, on the Thursday against the Cowboys. They then don't play for 10 more days. It's going to be an incredible, anticipated Eagles-Chiefs game on that two Sundays later. There's a sweet spot in the middle of that on a Tuesday. You know, chances are the Eagles beat the Cowboys. We're not in a bad mood. Things are good. And that's the spot we put the basketball game in, September 9th, 4:30, in all likelihood. That's number one. Number two, I just want to explain in a little bit more detail why I think there should be fouls called and foul shots. Now, let me be clear. I get how ridiculous it sounds to say foul shots in a game of one-on-one, because you never do that. You're in your playground with your buddy. You never get the foul shots. But and I'm not advocating this because I'm a good free throw shooter. I'm advocating this because you got to have some structure. So the concern I have without foul shots and fouls called is you could have total anarchy. I mean, the bottom line is either one of us could be rising up. Hold on a second. Either one of us could be rising up for a fairly uncontested shot, fairly uncontested, including like layup-ish. But the guy could be close enough to just grab your arm and pull you down. And if there's no repercussion, well, that's not right. I mean, there has to be some kind of penalty. Now, I'm not saying the first foul on the, you know, on a dribble drive is free throws, but in a game of one-on-one, by like the fourth or fifth foul, at some point, there's got to be free throws. There has to be. And maybe the kind that if you go to shoot a shot and you get fouled and you miss the shot, you're shooting free throws. I would actually advocate, instead of one-on-one to 11, ones and twos, I think we should play one-on-one to 22, twos and threes. I just think that ones, twos, and threes. Again, guys, I'm not looking to have a game at the charity stripe constantly, but you can't have no structure. There's got to be. Ben, what is your opinion on that? Because you never think of free throws with one-on-one. But what's to stop a guy from just hacking them every time?
What's to stop a guy from calling a foul every time?
And the referee and who's calling the foul.
There's going to be a ref.
There's going to be a ref.
One-on-one, two guys in the playground, there's not a ref. Ben,
well, I
talk
understand
to
why you would want repercussions and free throws, because you're a very good free throw shooter.
I swear to God that's not my motivating factor. I swear to God, Ben, there has to be order. Remember that Hammurabi guy? First guy to put laws together for society? Hammurabi, like whatever that guy was.
Hammurabi.
Like, he created order in society. Okay. Like, there's a reason we have red lights. You have to have structure.
And this is a one-on-one basketball.
Like, well, John, what is your solution?
The ball out of bounds.
What is your solution to Jack?
You
is
get
hold
the
on.
Ball.
Jack is up 10-6. He's near a layup, but I can just grab his arms and he can't get the shot up. How is that entertaining for the crowd?
Why are you creating fouls in your mind that haven't
because
happened?
If he's up
the way it works.
Because if he, no, let me answer this. If he's up 10-6 and there's no repercussion if I just crush him.
You'll crush him every time.
I'll crush him every
of
time.
Of course you would. Why
I'll just crush
you?
Him every time.
It's the only move you have in
right.
that spot. Of course you would.
So there has to be structure.
You could do it 20 times in a row
correct.
For all you want. Yes, there has to be some sort of penalty at a
has
certain point.
Has
the
to
question
be.
Is what's the point?
Okay, it's not but a like, free throw then.
That's just not how you play one-on-one. I've never seen a free throw.
But you also
Ben, there's
ref,
never been a one-on-one game with the implications of a three-month thing where we're trying to figure out who's the better athlete.
It's
and
not one-on-one if they're a free
so
throw.
So what's your thing that we call our fouls
you
ourselves?
You get the ball out of bounds.
Oh, that's nonsense.
I think that's super silly.
That's so stupid.
I really do.
That's so stupid.
I think you can't do that.
I think talking about free throws in one-on-one basketball is super silly.
John, if a guy's going to shoot a layup and I smack him over the head
throw.
So he can't get the shot up?
Okay, you're going to assume there's no head smacking.
I could take.
Let's go in with the.
How about I rake his hands?
No
how about
smacking?
I rake his hands so he cannot get the ball up?
Or hand raking?
No, I'm telling
right.
you, I'll do it.
Are we?
I'm telling
you, do it.
You're being a butthead. You're being a
blatant foul.
I think you're just wrong.
No, you're wrong. You're wrong. All right, I'm moving on to point
three.
Afternoon show can respond, but listen, guys, I get it. It's unusual to have free throws in one-on-one. I think we got to have it. We got to have structure. Announcement number three. We're looking for a great gym. Now, let me tell you what we're looking for. And we, by the way, we have some possibilities already in mind. Believe me, we're not like way behind the curve here. But we'd like to have the best gym possible. Here are, I'd say, the five things we're looking for a great gym. Availability on September 9th from 2 to 6. And the hours there about. Easy, plentiful parking. Like, we need a lot of parking. We need the crowd space within the gym to maybe be about 1,000 people. You know, bleachers and stuff. I mean, people could stand, you know, at half court and watch. But just enough space for maybe upwards of 1,000 people. We've got to have a quality indoor court. No bobo court. And like I said, I referenced 2 to 6 because the afternoon show is going to do a remote broadcast. And so their show from 2 to 6 is going to air, and around 4:30 is when we would play. Again, expectation. This is our expectation, September 9th. So if you know of a gym that fits that criteria, good parking, get about 1,000 people in there, availability September 9th, I want you to email our program director. And by the way, we got to execute all this in about the next 2 to 3 days because we got to announce where this is and draw as many people there as possible. Our program director's email address is rod.lakin. Lakin is spelled L-A-K-I-N. rod.lakin@94wip.com. Get to Rod if you know of a gym in the area that you think has good parking, availability, September 9, et cetera, et cetera. rod.lakin@94wip.com. All right, one more thing. So I told you I'm going to have some coaches. I can tell you that one of my coaches, and I'm going straight to the Hall of Fame, because one thing you got to do in a game of one-on-one, you got to score buckets, and to score buckets, you got to make shots. So why not go to the shot?
Going to Herb?
Doctor himself.
Wow.
Hall of Famer,
wow.
Herb McGee.
Wow.
Herb McGee,
wow.
Is Team Hammer.
Wow.
Team Hammer welcomes the Hall of Famer, Herb McGee. Ben Simmons wanted nothing to do with him. I say, sign me up! Not that I need that much help with the shot. I think I need help with some other stuff, frankly.
Herb McGee.
Herb McGee, coach.
Wow.
Hammer's coach,
Herb
McGee.
I can't believe he's lending his name to this.
He is.
It's unbelievable.
And by the way, noon today, first practice. Now, I've been practicing on my own, don't get me wrong. But I'll be out there in the gym or on the blacktop, indoor, outdoor today, 12 noon, Herb McGee and the Hammer. Ben, that's a big deal, man.
That's a huge deal.
Right?
It's insane.
Huge deal.
That's a huge deal. And I will add more coaches.
The shot, ooh, doctor. For
all right.
Free throws, though.
Coaches?
He's the free throw.
No, he's
shot
just the
doctor,
shot doctor,
right?
Period.
Yeah, he's everything. So Herb's a legend. Everyone
elbow
knows Herb McGee.
Elbow in front of the rim.
Yeah, but he's got to.
Elbow in front of the
but
rim.
But, Ben, he's got to get my feet to slide on defense, my conditioning, my rebounding. We got more than shooting to work on with Herb. I'll just say that. Herb McGee, sir, thank you. Welcome. I'll see you at noon. Can't wait. As Bart Scott once said, can't wait. All right. What's your opinion on the free throw thing? Let us know, 215-592-9494. I know it's
this
funky.
This is so blatant.
I know it's funky.
A blatant attempt.
Okay. Well, someone tell me what your solution
how about
is.
After 10 fouls?
Not on a game
how about
to 11.
Never? There should not
it's gotta
be
free
throws
said 22.
In one-on-one.
Game to 22.
Well, it's the same idea.
Yeah,
it's
but
instead
in the NBA, you're in the penalty after 5 fouls in a quarter. You know, you can't have 10 up to a game of 22. Good morning to you on a Thursday morning. So a bad night for the Phils, bad week for the Phils so far, to say the least. Mets do have their number, especially up there. It's why we have a sort of silly Twitter poll question, but we ask it. As James continues to play 90s music, and James, I applaud you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Twitter poll question of the day brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin's summer clearance event is on. All 2025 leftovers are discounted for immediate sale. Visit ArminChevy.com. Together, let's drive. Poll question today is, who would you rather the Phillies face in the postseason? Is it the Dodgers or the Mets? Dodgers are a better team. I don't think there's any doubt about that. But, man, the Mets are spooky. So who would you rather face? All right, I'll tell you who I'd like to face right now. And I am facing her right now. She's right in front of me. And I don't mean facing like a face-off bad connotation. I mean she's right here. And we can see her, and we applaud her and her efforts. Ryan Hamming, the executive director of the Eagles Autism Foundation, doing incredible work with the Eagles charity, the Eagles Radiothon, which, of course, is ongoing right now. Proceeds, of course, all help in the you know, everything related to autism and the foundation's mission to raise funds for innovation in autism research and care programs. So many items you can bid on at EaglesRadiothon.com. And Ryan is with us right now. Ryan, good morning. And give us an update. There's a lot going on today.
I mean, a lot going on.
Yes.
Also, first I want to start with Saquon called in the afternoon show, and he talked about an item, and they said, who would your top foursome be? And he said Charles Barkley.
I heard that.
I feel like you were foreshadowing yesterday promoting that item.
Right.
Maybe Charles should bid on it, honestly,
that would be
because that would be incredible.
Yes.
Yeah. No, things are going amazing. We've already raised over $300,000. The bidding continues to come in, but it's...
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer.
Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments, Maurice's.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Starts with enthusiasm, right? We open the season next week with Jeffrey Lurie's championship moment. You can bid to be on the field as he raises the trophy, lowers the banner. What an incredible thing to be a part of. And then obviously the golf with Jason and Saquon. Jason actually just texted me. He was like, wow, like 47,000 to golf with us. I told him he's a star. He thinks Saquon has something to do with it. So
is Jason a bigger star than the Super Bowl now? Is that where his stardom has gone? Because it's almost double the Super Bowl tickets.
Yeah, I mean, to spend four hours. Well, to spend 4 hours with Jason and Saquon.
Well, ten hours if it's me. I'm hitting bad shots and keeping the conversation going.
Your ROI is pretty good on that donation. And it's a charitable deduction, right? That's the other thing, right? We're asking these guys to raise their hand, do things that are not their day job. We're not asking you to play football with people. We're asking you to lean into what you're excited about. So, mowing your lawn with Landon Dickerson. That's an item. Yeah.
What is the game? What is the horse game and
competing
Rochambeau
with coach? Honestly,
with coach.
It's one of my favorite days. Because when I tell you he brings his most authentic self, it's like, I've mentioned this before, the way to describe it, right? Doyle rules. Like he's swatting balls and people are chasing
them. Can you imagine?
People don't even get a letter because he's just like,
playing one on one with coach.
Yeah. I mean, I've
guarantee
seen a game
there
last...
are no free throws in that one on one with coach.
He's all over the place trying to get these like corner shots. He likes the three a lot. So, he is all in.
And then lunch. Nick Sirianni.
Yeah.
Coach Nick Sirianni, you get to sit across the table and
he's an intense guy.
Bread.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine those conversations.
He's always wearing a great t-shirt, you know.
Oh,
and then, like, I know Howie's calling, and his experience, I mentioned this, yesterday as well. People come with typed questions for him. He like slightly breaks a sweat because they are firing them off. And it is incredible. I mean, again, really circle cool. of trust. That's we really don't cool. leave that room. But for me to get to witness it, and I've had people come back and say, last year I asked you this and this is what you said. And they call wow. him out, and Howie like handles it like a champ. I'm so lucky. Like Coach Howie, like they've been raising their hands since we launched this initiative, and their enthusiasm is really what's helped us. We've raised $40 million since we started in 2018, and every dollar gets invested
since 2018.
Yeah.
Wow.
Every dollar research. And
it's awesome. Yeah, serious wonderful. Congrats, Ryan. So there's also, because we're talking about some of the bigger items, but there's also the T-shirt. Tell people if you can about the T-shirt and what that involves.
So every year we talk to the players about who's going to design the T-shirt. It's like a rite of passage when you get asked to design the T-shirt.
It's a really cool concept.
It is. So we want people who aren't necessarily getting involved in bidding, but to be able to support this, be a part of this initiative with all of you, our friends at WIP, and have a meaningful connection. So we have a T-shirt available for $30 donation. This year's designed by Cooper and Reed. I mean, they are it right now. Like, people love them. And their shirt is exciting, I will say. And it's been great. People really love the shirt. They're like that moment of time when they're celebrating, standing on their heads, and you can wear it and proudly support them and the Eagles Autism Foundation.
Awesome. Well, listen, Ryan, hats off to you and your staff. I know, you know, we often talk about
the whole team.
We talk about you, but you got a big group behind an incredible initiative.
We have like a Howie Roseman war room going on here at WIP with everyone like calculating, calling people to say, I noticed you didn't start bidding yet. Yeah. So, yeah, there's definitely watchers out there.
Well, I love it. Please keep us informed as you do. As the bids go up, we'll continue to announce them. And congratulations.
And start promoting your items. We need the remote broadcast up.
All right. So where are we at here? Remote taking a shot at us? Is that what just happened?
Not at all. All right, inspiring enthusiasm.
All right. So the remote broadcast for our show is $2,500. My recollection is this annually is higher than this, right?
It ends up being between $7,000 to $10,000. So we have some work to do.
So you know who often gets this is a business.
Yes.
Now someone can. I'm still waiting, John, for the day we're in someone's home. I just want
to
be.
I would love to do a garage.
I want to be in Tony's home.
Yeah.
I just want to be in a home.
Basement.
You know, just pick a home. But we'll be wherever the highest bidder tells us to be. So that could be a home or a business.
Attic.
Have you at their house? Have Landon cut the lawn? Like, they should just
that
stack
would be really cool.
Right?
I would love to help with the lawn also.
Oh, there we go.
I'm really getting into gardening and cooking.
I love it.
John now wants to volunteer to be at all the experiences.
That's good.
I really do.
All right, the website.
I've inspired you, John. Yeah. There we go.
The website is eaglesradiothon.com. Ryan, thank you very much.
You.
All right, Ryan Hammond, Executive Director of the Eagles Autism Foundation. Zach Bond's going to join us in a moment, as of course he's getting ready for the start of another season. Eagles, believe it or not, John, playing 7 days. I mean, I know we got a million things happening here. We're all in a bad Phillies mood because, you know, the Phillies Mets series and the me and Jack thing's taken up some inventory of conversation. But, you know, Zach Bond, man, who would have thought, John, when they signed him, which I guess was about, let me figure this out here, about 17 months ago, that in the first 12 months he would establish as one of the best defensive players in football.
No one knew the guy.
Yeah, well, first off, an inside linebacker, one of the best defensive players in football, a Super Bowl champion, and someone who was rewarded with a $50 million contract.
He had not
That's
established.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, he hadn't established that greatness. And last year at this time, he was a guy who, he'd been an edge guy, but played a lot of special teams. You know, a great
awesome.
Team guy with incredible physical tools and skills, but just had never had a coach who believed in him and gave him a chance to really put it all together in one spot. Took full advantage.
Let's talk to him right now. Getting ready for those Dallas Cowboys and lending us a few minutes during the Eagles Autism Radiothon, you know, Foundation Radiothon. Good morning, Zach.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Oh, man, our pleasure, Zach. So I'm going to take a guess here. I don't know it off the top of my head. With you not being that well-known and not established at this time last year as a star, I'm going to guess that there was not an auction item last year that was the Zach Bond experiential. Am I right or am I wrong?
Yeah, you're absolutely correct. And I was surprised that I didn't even know this was a thing. And now I'm excited that I'm so happy to be a part of it.
That's awesome, man. Well, Zach, we really enjoyed meeting you, you know, when we were with you about a month ago in training camp and that interview we did. And so, you know, look, we're big admirers of you, your game, and getting to know you as a person. Let's talk, and hats off to you for being involved in this radiothon. Because the Eagles do obviously lean on many of the better players for these experientials. So, Zach, let's talk about the item related to you, and it's the opportunity for a listener and a guest. It'll ultimately be two people, but one person a bid on the chance to be courtside with you at a 76ers game. Date to be determined, but obviously for the upcoming season, Sixers versus who knows who. And you and two others will be there. Two people. Yep, two people. So three total tickets, two that are bought, two that are purchased in the donation, and you. And you're going to be hanging with hardcore Eagles and Sixers fans, man. That's very cool.
Yeah, I'm excited. And I'm a big basketball fan myself, too. And for it to be for such a good cause, sitting courtside at a game, what an opportunity.
Can you hoop yourself?
I used to hoop. I can't say I do anymore.
Yeah, well, I'm really bad myself. Last year at this time, Eagles fans weren't, as familiar with you, as Joe was saying. What have you learned about Philadelphia in the last year, Zach?
Yeah, I absolutely love this city. I come from a small town just outside of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. It's very tough, very gritty.
Awesome.
So coming to Philly, it's got a very similar attitude that I can really relate with. And then the people are just so passionate, no matter what they do, whether it's work or cheering on the birds, they always bring that fire with them. I love it.
How do you feel right now with the back contusion and everything? And how do you feel in terms of being behind? You missed some time in camp. How is that all coming together?
Oh, I feel tremendous. I've been back practicing the past couple weeks, and just good to be back with the team. I mean, I'm with the team, but back out there practicing. I've been staying locked in meetings, so I don't feel as if I lost any sort of step or I'm behind.
What are you working on to improve in your game? I mean, an All-Pro last season, but coach talks about 1% improvement every day. What are you devoting that 1% to?
That's just the thing. When you get the accolades, you really have to just treat them like a pat on the back and understand that there's more work to be done. Obviously, last year, being my first real year playing inside linebacker, there was times where I was out there just freestyling it and going off a whim. But now I can really – I've been dialing into my details in the playbook, working on my footwork, understanding route concept. There's so much to get better at, and like you said, that's 1% every day.
Zach Bond with us here on WIP. Chris, Eagles Radiothon. The item related to Zach and the 76ers game currently at $3,800. If you can, please consider bidding on that and all the other tremendous items at EaglesRadiothon.com. Zach, you're going to be playing a lot with Jahad Campbell, the Rook. He's looked like he's flashed in the preseason in the limited time we saw him flash in some notable ways. What do you see in his game? What does he bring to the table?
Yeah, he's tremendous to watch and an even better person off the field. So I'm really excited to play with him. He's super athletic, super intelligent. But of course, everyone's got pieces of their game to work on. And now that we're in season and working on game planning, it's unlike something he'd ever seen in college before. So just refining that process and just being there and helping him out every step of the way.
How has your job, Zach, changed from last year to this year? Just in terms of, man, you're standing next to a guy in Jahad Campbell who probably, can use your guidance at times. But is your job description growing as your knowledge of the defense grows as well?
I'd say so, as I feel more comfortable in the defense this year. I can really use myself as a resource for other people. And I'm not one to hold tricks of the trade back. I'm not one to hide anything from anyone and keep it to myself. I want all of my knowledge that's in my brain out there, and especially in our linebacker room.
Hey, Zach, before you got here, there was turnover from the 22 to 23 team defensively. And we saw a big drop-off. Eagles lost some talented players from the Super Bowl team of 22. And, of course, had to integrate new guys, and it just didn't work out. How hard is it? Because you guys are faced with a similar challenge, different players and integration. How hard is it to integrate, five or six new starters defensively when you guys haven't really played before together?
Honestly, it's a big credit to the staff here, and one, bringing the guys in, and two, establishing a culture that when new guys and new players come in, they see the way we work, they see the culture here. We have fun, but when it's time to play football or to study football, we're locked in, so they hop on board pretty quick.
You know, Zach, final thing here I'll say, I know you guys right before kickoff are going to be really laser focused. I mean, you have to be, because you're about to play a game. When that banner is released and there it is for the world to see, I'm sure there's only so much you can put into it. But I want you to know, as someone who's only been here about a year, it means so much to us as a fan base. And I want to thank you and your teammates. I mean, the ride you guys gave us last year was beyond unbelievable. So obviously, congrats on that. Enjoy it as best you can, knowing that you're about to go, you know, try to clobber someone, you know, a minute later. But know, man, that it meant the world to us to see you guys accomplish what you did last year.
Absolutely. And thank you for those words. Obviously, we do it for the city, and just to see the joy it put on the city, we definitely want to recreate that. But as far as Thursday night, the banner drop is really for the fans, where we've really turned the page and our focus on beating the Cowboys.
Yeah, no, it makes sense. It really does.
It's just unbelievable. You don't even seem real, Zach. I just want to say that. I want to put that out there. You seem impossible to me. But it's so amazing for all of us, and
wait,
thank
you. Wait. You have to elaborate on that a little bit.
What is
seeming impossible?
Well, you showed up here last year. We didn't know you. You became an All-Pro. Now we value your position as much as a position we never cared about in this town before. You've changed the way we all view linebacker, and yet you're the most humble person I think I've ever interacted with in my entire existence. So, thank you.
Thank you. It's honestly just hard work and dedication to the game, you know.
Well, I think it must be a lot more than that, because I was trying that too. It didn't work for me.
Yeah, Zach, let me throw one more in here. Now that we're kind of in the zone we're in, when you were, I'll use this term, I don't mean it offensively, just when you were a fringe NFL player, sometimes you'd start, sometimes you'd back up, a lot of special teams, did you think you would get to this point?
I never thought I was a fringe player. I thought I was a really good special teams player that could play in this league for a long time. Of course, I had dreams and aspirations of playing a linebacker position, whether that was inside or outside, but I never counted myself out of playing the position.
Wow. Awesome. Good for you,
great
man.
Answer. That's great, man.
So the item related to Zach, which is to be at the 76ers game with Zach, courtside seats, $3,800. Please get bidding right now until 5 o'clock today at EaglesRadiothon.com. Zach, good luck versus the Dallas Cowboys in a week and all season, my man. We look forward to watching you and your teammates play again. Thanks, Zach.
Thanks, Zach.
Thank you so much. Thank you, guys.
You got it. There he is. Eagles.
Freaking love that guy,
Eagles
dude.
Star.
I love that guy. He's Zach awesome, man.
His answer was amazing.
Amazing.
Amazing. Yeah. I never thought I was a fringe player.
Yeah.
It's confidence.
Oh, yeah.
It's confidence.
And belief, self, all of it. Just
inner confidence, I mean.
With humility, though. Yeah. With humility at the same time.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Confidence without cockiness is important. Some people think I step over that line sometimes.
You think?
I'm just joking around. All right. Let's talk to Ed in Phoenixville. Ed, good morning.
Morning, team. How's everyone doing?
Great, Ed.
John, did I hear you say Rochambeau, the coach?
Yeah.
Do you know what that means?
No. Well, I mean, that's what we would call rock, paper, scissors. That was the word that we would use in place of saying rock, paper, scissors.
Yeah.
Rochambeau. You don't use that?
Yeah.
I'm thinking of something different from South Park.
I am too, Ed. I am too. Very different.
Very painful experience. But speaking of painful experiences, you know, last night's game, and I think what capped it off for me was I was, you know, watching as an eighth inning or something, and Vientos was up, and I was like, okay, this guy again. But then I was looking at his on-base percentage and slugging, and I was like, oh my, that's like similar to Nick Castellanos. And then he hits a two-run homer. So he's waking up, but our guys are not. But I'm torn. It's like, to Joe's point, are they just not that good, or do they really just need – I have zero confidence that they're going to turn this thing around, but there's still hope. I mean, there's a difference between confidence and hope. Like, they haven't shown me that they're going to do it.
Yeah.
But there is time, and we still have a 4-game lead. So, but I hate to hinge my whole enthusiasm on that, if that makes sense.
No, it does make sense. Look, I said earlier in the show, Ed, two things that to me stood out when I said them. One, I can tell you for sure I had more confidence in 08 to 11. Now, only one of those four teams made the, you know, won the World Series. But I can tell you I felt better about those teams. I think they were stronger teams. The second thing is, the thing about this team is, while I know they can win the World Series and may win it, they just continuously remind you of why it's hard to really believe. Like, we know what it's like, and we so often in Philadelphia sports, I mean, I remember 3 or 4 years in a row, John, you'll remember this, we'd get suckered in the Sixers thing. February, March, maybe April.
Oh, yeah.
Like, no, this is different. No. Seltzer, this one's different.
Sure, why,
Devin,
why
this
can't
one's different.
This be
They're
the
really going to do it
yeah.
this year. Like, we did that like 3 or 4 sure. times. And
everything's fallen our way. Other teams falling by the wayside.
Yeah.
It could be. Why shouldn't it
right.
be our year?
And like, this Eagles thing, Ed, I mean, this Sixers thing, Ed, Phillies, it's like, it's hard to get there with real belief. They kind of remind you a lot of what's wrong more than what's right. Even though they got a good record, they just do.
Yeah, and I just hopefully that they can sort of figure something out. Like, it's not, I mean, Ruben, I think, said it months ago, like, we don't have a Mark Vientos who's going to come up and, like, play to his, like, potential. I don't think it's going to be Crawford. So we have to hope that somebody else does it, because other than that, I'm sort of at a loss here.
I got you. Ed, give me what is quintessential 90s?
So I won yesterday, so I have a haymaker and then a fun one. Which one should I give?
Whichever you want, my man.
How about Saved by the Bell?
Oh, yeah.
Pretty good.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes, and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Answer.
Sure.
Pretty good answer, especially when you consider the ridiculous clothes.
That's pretty massive.
Yeah, but
that was a big one.
It was big. Not as
did
big
that
as
start Lush. In the late 80s, or did it start in the 90s?
It might have started in 89, maybe.
Yeah. The Miss Bliss
well,
thing.
Same with
maybe
Full House,
Miss Bliss,
I guess.
Yeah,
yeah, Full House definitely in the 80s.
Oh, yeah. Definitely, yeah. Yeah.
Ben, who do you think's the player? If you forget the stars, who's the player on the Phils? And maybe I'm talking player six on down. That if he was going to step up in the postseason, it would not surprise you. Who's the guy that, because you think of like that Cody Ross thing.
Right.
And then David Freeze with the frickin' Giants.
Did you have to bring Cody Ross
Cardinals.
Up for real?
And
you
Freeze.
Had to?
Back
to
back years.
I know, but Ross for us. That, Freeze, it was like for the playoffs.
Right. Yeah.
But Ross was us.
Who's that guy for the Phillies, Ben?
Well, whoever he is, he's on the roster right now. There's the playoff team that you're going to get, hopefully, knock right. on wood, is currently this the way it is right now. Unless something drastic, some bad injury happens.
Could Stott is Stott?
So that's the name that came to my mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the name that came to my mind.
Right.
Yeah, I would say Bryson.
Because if you're an opposing fan and you see a guy with like a 240 batting average and he hits 380 for a series, yeah. you're like, what the
hell
is this?
Thing. And he fouls off a lot of pitches.
Right.
He's a gnat at home plate and he just, you know, hits a double with bases loaded with two outs. He could be that guy. 100%.
I'll be very interested to see when the playoffs roll around where Castellanos is hitting because he's sinking, Ben.
If there's a righty on the mound, I just look at his at-bats last night. I was very surprised. I know Marsh has been struggling. I was very surprised that Marsh was not in there last night and Castellanos was on the bench.
Start sitting Nick Moore?
I would against tough righties.
Yeah.
Especially
I would start me against all righties. I would sit Nick Castellanos. I would have a flat platoon.
Which, by the way, James, all righties is about 70% of the games.
I would play Max Kepler more than I would play Nick Castellanos. By the way, yeah. I was wrong. Joe Giglio texted me. Nick Castellanos is now the worst player in baseball, according to WAR. He has moved up. He is the number one worst player in baseball, according to WAR.
And that's the whole thing. Offense, defense, base running.
Put it all together in a mashup.
Wow.
He
and
it's
just to be fair, that's a qualified players based a certain amount of
played enough who have played enough games to qualify exactly enough at bats all that stuff the worst player
and he generally hits what would you say about seventh
sixth last night like he's somewhere in that general range
because he may have to go to nine. I mean it's getting pretty bad.
I think they should move Harrison Bader up in the lineup too. He's hitting really well. He is like a OPS in the 800s.
He's picked it up. I still am not a big believer, but he's picked
hold
it up.
On. I
and,
like
and
him. I
Bader's
think he's
defense.
Really well.
I'm really
was unbelievable.
Impressed. And it's not
great
this
that
is not
play
the
was
first
great.
Time that we've seen him somehow it's almost like he anticipates the bounce off the wall better than anyone I've seen in a Phillies uniform.
He played that, man.
That was miraculous the way he did it last night. When you look at the way it deflected, it was in a way that I certainly was not expecting. But he has done that several times now. I have grown in my appreciation for his ability to just do the center field thing. Yeah. I think probably that most center fielders are doing in other places. I've just never seen good center field play, you know, lately here in Philadelphia because we haven't had it.
He's getting closer to playing every single game and every day, but I think he should be the everyday center fielder. No platooning Harrison Bader.
Okay.
As long as he's playing well.
By the way,
I think so.
Speaking of defense, let's talk to an Eagles defensive star with the Eagles radiothon going on. Look, it was one of the great rookie seasons we've really ever seen by an Eagles player. Obviously, his teammate Quinyon Mitchell, essentially did pretty much the same thing. I mean, just two unbelievable additions to the defensive backfield last year as rookies. And Cooper DeJean is going to be all over the field this year. He's also a big part of the Eagles radiothon with an exciting Mike's podcast, Behind the Scenes Experience, with Cooper DeJean and Reed Blankenship, where the winning bidder and three guests will get to sit behind the scenes on an exciting Mike's podcast, an episode. You're going to get an autographed football, obviously get the opportunity to hang out with Cooper and Reed Blankenship, get a photograph with them as well. Star defensive back, touchdown maker in the Super Bowl, Cooper DeJean with us here on WIP. Good morning, Cooper.
Morning. Appreciate you having me.
It's our pleasure, man. So the exciting Mike's podcast that you guys have, obviously people, you know, they love you and read and they want to see you. So this item right now is the $2,800. Now, James, I'm just going to guess females may outbid the males on this one.
Yeah, I think this is a prime target for the ladies.
Females
yes.
might. Hey, Cooper, congrats on your season last year, my man. I know you're getting ready for Dallas. So tell us about the podcast and what this experience will involve for a listener and three people that are the winning bidders.
Yeah, it's obviously, me and Reed started the podcast this spring. you know, but it'll just be a good time to come hang out and see how it all works for me and Reed, you know, and get to experience, you know, what it's like, you know, filming the podcast and maybe even be a part of the show.
Oh, so be, how about that?
Be a good time.
That's good.
Should be a good time.
What's the funniest thing that's happened so far while you've been filming your podcast or taping your podcast? What is it? Is it recording the podcast?
Recording, yeah. we've had a lot of crazy conversations. Some that haven't made the cut for the show.
Uh-huh. But
obviously we had Gilly on, you know, so that's always going to entail some wild conversations, which we had that didn't make the cut, but that was fun. You know, we've had some good conversations with teammates, which have been fun also.
That's awesome, man. Cooper DeJean here on WIP. Cooper, obviously a lot on the radiothon today, but a lot on the coming season and the game versus Dallas. So we talk about you all the time defensively, but special teams, you were a big factor last year. You were really good at it, returning those punts. Do you want to do it? I mean, we know you're good at it. We know there's an extra high, you know, danger level compared to other NFL plays. Do you want to do it?
Yeah. I mean, I think there's danger levels in every play in football. You know, and if I've always said that as a defensive player, being a punt returner, you know, anytime I get the chance to touch the ball and try to make a play, you know, to put our offense in a good position to score, you know, that's always fun for me. So if I'm asked, you know, to do that, then I'd be more than willing to step back there. Obviously I did it last year, so I have some experience, you know, but if I'm asked to do that again, I'd be more than happy to.
What's your best trait as a football player?
Best trait?
Yeah. Toughness, discipline, understanding the route concepts. I mean, I don't want to give you too many answers here. I think you're the most versatile defensive player I've ever seen. But those are my answers. What is your best trait as you see it?
Yeah, I'd say my versatility, for sure. You know, being able to play multiple positions, including, you know, special teams, you know, and just feel for the game. You know, I feel like I have good feel, and you know, as I've gotten, you know, more and more comfortable in this defense, you know, over the last year, I feel like that has increased. You know, as the season went on, last year.
As we talked to you during camp, you were telling us that you were focused on working on man coverage, that was an area that you were, you know, focused on improving. How do you improve as a man coverage guy? I'm looking at that as just sort of an impossible job. That's the layman watching from afar. It's like you expect me to run stride for stride with some of the fastest human beings on the planet and cover these guys in man. How do you get better at that, Cooper?
Yeah, it's tough, especially, you know, in the off season, if you don't have any, you know, live receivers to go up against, you know, to be able to see that live action, you know, but a lot of it's about footwork and hands, mm-hmm. and hand placement, and understanding pre-snap, the formation and what it's telling you, is the biggest thing, you know, but during the off season, you know, you try to get as close to, you know, live reps as you can, you know, playing press man to man. You know, and obviously over OTAs, you get those reps, and you continue to look at those and see where you can improve. And, you know, as you go along in camp, the more live reps you get, you know, the more comfortable you get in playing a man.
Hey, Cooper, you excited this thing goes from theoretical and all the conversation for 6 months about, you know, how to do this and that to actually doing it? I mean, in 7 days, you're going to be doing it out there in the field. First game, which is obviously an honor. You excited?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I've been waiting for a long time to hit somebody else again. So.
Hey, when you think of yourself as a defender, do you think of yourself with like the letters next to your name? Like I would think John Ritchie FB, because that's always what it said, fullback. Do you have letters next to your name when you think of yourself, like CB or DB or S?
I'd say football player.
Take that. I agree.
Ben Davis perked up with that one. Ben, I like that one. You like that answer?
All encompassing.
That one gave me chill bumps.
Like that answer a lot. Hey, Cooper, good luck versus Dallas and all season long, my man. We're looking forward to seeing it. Reminder to everyone listening, the experience related to Cooper DeJean, which is he and Reed Blankenship, to have you at the exciting Mike's podcast behind the scenes, you and three guests. The bid currently at $2,800. Please bid and bid as generously as you can to raise money, part of the Eagles Autism Foundation, the Eagles Radiothon at EaglesRadiothon.com. Cooper, good luck, bud. We'll talk to you down the road. Thanks, pal.
Appreciate it.
All right. There he is, Cooper DeJean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to a 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.